Five, four, three, two, one.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of On the Range podcast. Today is July 18th. How's it going today, Rick?
Man, it's going good, Mark. You know, I just want to thank the viewers listening out there for giving us your most precious commodity, your time. You know, had an earlier Zoom call with the patrons, man, so that's always a great time. So, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, guys, wherever you're at, thank you for making us part of your day. And today's episode is brought to you by BattleBrothers.com. Battle Brothers Shaving Company, best in the biz. Throw away that disposable. Use these old school style double-edged blades. Unbelievable. They got beard care. Great company. Andrew Weiss, the folks over there, doing a great job. So go to battlebrothers.com and use On the Range 15. Save yourself a boatload of cash. Also, this episode is brought to you by Killcliff. Visit killcliff.com. Join the Killcliff Cult Club. It's a rewards program. Use promo code OTR15. Save 15% on all your purchases. Two great companies. They're in the business for 10 years, and they've been supporting Navy SEAL Foundation. They also support a lot of the outreach that we do with the law enforcement and military guys. So, yeah, man, today is a Sunday, Rick. I know it was a burner across the Midwest and in the Southeast. Yeah. Man, how did you handle that today? All good?
Yeah, you know, I mean, was nice, you know, hung out with the wife for a little bit, went over to Farmer's Market, you know, picked up some.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, buddy, picked up some nice cuts of meat for dinner tonight, you know. Had the son over for some dinner, so it's always always good to get the family all together on that end. So, you know, made sure to get a little workout in today, although it was like smoking, man. It was like a couple extra pause points in there to get some hydration in. But
I had to grab myself a recovery drink from Killcliff.
Oh yeah.
Brought myself back to life a little bit, doing some yard work. Yeah, Abe Froman, he's a big hit. He's a smash on the On the Range podcast skiff page. It's a private group. Go on Facebook and check us out.
Yeah. Oh, and of course he wants to show off saying it was only 73 in the Adirondacks today. So yeah.
Oh boy.
At least you're enjoying the nice weather. So somebody is.
Yeah. Leave it to him to throw it in our face like that. Yeah. Jeremy said it was great to see us. Yeah. It was a great phone call today on the, well, that's showing our age a little bit, phone call on the Zoom, the group, Patreon page, man, go to patreon.com/onTheRangePodcast. It's a great, great page. It's a great community of guys. No girls yet, but we want everybody to join.
Yeah.
We had someone from across the pond join us today, John M. Man, what a great day it was. It was good to catch up with those guys.
Yeah, and we got some good good insights on some other stuff. So as well, all the way around. So super enjoyable.
It was great. It was great. Abe says he's going to bring some maple syrup. He's got a great following himself on the Facebook, and man, he does a lot of good stuff on the, he's one of the big contributors of it. And in some ways, guys like him and Jeff and those guys, they keep the page going. What's he saying? Oh man, I forgot to tell you about my first 505 patient the other day. Well, yeah, we'll have to hear about that on the Patreon, but you guys go out and join that, pick one of those tier levels, talk about no BS training, a lot of mindset stuff, physical fitness stuff. If there's anything you want to learn about, you suggest it. We make a video, we slap it up there, and you help support what we're doing with the military and the LEO guys. Had a little bit of excitement in the social media side of the house today. I guess you and Warhawk Tactical have arrived. Is that a positive spin that you can take on it?
You know, I guess, man. I mean, I think I had one other, if you want to say, fake account a while back, and everyone seems to think, hey, you've hit this point when you got people trying to fake you. But I mean, here's the thing, man. It's a pain, right? So if you guys are listening, the IG page of Warhog_tactical is not me. That is a fake. Now, from what I could gather, you know, it's all just mainly trying to follow ladies, and I'm sure trying to do the classic phishing scheme of telling some lie or something else. Who knows? But it was actually, you know, some of my other followers that hit me up and said, hey, is this you? And it's like, nope, not me. Because you can tell there's some, you know, right in in the title, there's some things left out, you know. Yeah, I mentioned about handler for Duco, but didn't have Duco's, why don't you have his page on there? Didn't have anything about co-host of On the Range podcast, you know. So there's just some things in there that, you know, didn't have the link tree in there. So when you look at it, it's like, nope. Now, I will say this. If you are listening, you come across Warhog underscore com, C-O-M. Yes, that is a backup page I set up a while ago and just kind of let it malinger out there. So that one, yes, is actually me. And if you look on there, it says the backup page for Warhog Tactical. So just so people are tracking, you know, Warhog Tactical, that is obviously my primary page. You have Wardog, two G's on the dog, Duco, that's Duco's memorial page. That's, haven't seen that one get hacked yet, but you never know this day and age. Obviously, On the Range podcast, that's our page. And then, you know, the Warhog underscore com, which is just a backup just in case, because this day and age, you know, social media, it's they've got a lot of power. And I don't like to look at it as social media, as social marketing, but it's, I don't know how many people, there's been a bunch that said they have reported this page, yet it's still up there. And I know when we had Tim Kennedy on, he said the same thing. Like, if you try to search Tim Kennedy, you're going to find all the bogus pages beforehand. And I think until you fully type out his entire address, will his actually popped up. And I think he's blue check certified too. And, but again, just trying to go through those hoops to try to get that stuff done. It's like, and going, hey, this isn't a real account yet. They don't want to do anything about it. And then we've had things where Dutch.
Yeah.
I think it was earlier this year, you know, hacker, I won't say they hacked his account, but basically they flipped it around. So somebody had built such a presence of him trying to scam these ladies. Then of course they started reporting and somehow they reported his page, not the fake page. And then he ended up losing his page. It's just like, guys, come on, man, there's gotta be, I know that I've tried to verify my page earlier before at the time, IG or Facebook, they're both intertwined, whoever. Man, it's like pulling teeth. Well, I did exactly what you asked. Still nothing. So I don't know, man. It's, you know, part of it is people say, yeah, you've hit that star point where people are trying to hit you. But then at the same token, it's like, man, this is how you get your information out there, how you market to your customer base. So
yeah,
I would just say this, guys, one more time. You know, if you are listening, you're on the IG, Warhog underscore tactical. There's also a... and I'd be telling you lies, but it's like a Warhog. They've got a dot or period somewhere in there, but it's still somebody else trying to grab a Warhog-esque or Warhog tactical piece of the pie. But you ever have a doubt, warhog.com, that's the website, and you hit the social links, it will bring you to the proper one that should be. So yeah, it's just, you know, here's the thing, Mark. It's frustrating because now you get to waste time.
Yeah, and it's same with... It's same with Kelly Defense. You know, there's social links in the link bar. Same with all the On the Range podcast links into both of our personal websites. Also the additional, you know, Facebook pages and other social entities that the show is on. So, and another thing too, we will never solicit money through a DM or anything like that. We're never going to ask you for money. We do support through the Patreon, some other businesses that want to help us do some of the things that we're doing. Yeah, we'll never ask you for money. There's another side of this house that we're concerned about too. It's people being bamboozled and targeted. And a lot of the times, you know, you got Dutch on there, looks the way he does. You know, they're going after these ladies and trying to solicit money and stuff. And
That's horrible. All it is. Because it was actually, here's the thing. It was some of my lady followers that reached out going, hey, is this you? And I'm like, absolutely not.
Right.
So they were the ones that brought it to my attention, to the best of my knowledge. And again, I didn't hit them all up to go, hey, were they trying to solicit or do whatever? But they were mainly just going, hey, is this you? It's like, absolutely not. I'd have no reason to. And it's all just looking at the, I don't even know what the, I guess the title page or whatever, just was all jacked up. Andy was asking, you know, are they posting? Yeah, they stuck, you know, one of the things we do with Eagles and Angels up there.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. It's just, I guess it's frustrating that, you know, you look at the power these guys have, but then they don't want to correct the wrongs and everything else. And, you know, you would think, hey, if you sit there and want to get verified, it should be a fairly easy process. You do what you ask, but if you're in those certain parameters that does not meet their certain things, you don't. So, you know what, a prime example. So did the whole, store thing on Instagram today, and I got kicked back two items. Item number one, the Warhog American flag Velcro patch. Hmm. Not quite sure, didn't quite understand why that was a violation of something, but of course, Facebook said it violated something. And then the other one was the Pantheo Production Make Ready with Warhog Tactical Concealed Carry, because I was selling firearms. And I'm like, it's an instructional video. Interesting. Yeah. But again, it's just, it's the racket that they can't even, you know, their algorithms are so set to a way that it only sees one way and not the other. And I think that's the frustrating part is, yes, you've got protection under 230, but you don't use that. You take it to the extreme and run your own stuff. So,
And you know, we're willing to, you know, we understand that many of these things are not touched by human hands. Okay. Fair enough. That's fine. Mm-hmm. But when you reach out directly and you're trying to verify or you're trying to affirm that, hey, this is not me and mm-hmm. people can be targeted, then that's when it becomes a serious problem because we don't want to see anybody taken advantage of. And I'm sure that's what the plan is.
Oh,
along. Yeah.
Yeah. 100% it is.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I don't know what they're putting, what they're doing, what they're, you know, why do they pick me of all people? You know, who knows? But the thing is, it's going to aggravate me if they're trying to tie the Duco piece to it, which I don't know.
That might be it. Yeah,
but I will tell, you know, to all the viewers, listeners, look at, don't need anything. Duke is all taken care of, right? Now, I will say this. My mates over at Explosive Design Apparel. They're doing things to fundraise on their own, but that's via the sales. That's got nothing to do with personal reach outs or anything like that. And trust me, I am not asking anybody. So if you're getting a message supposedly from me, of me needing money for something, especially if it's got to do with Duco, nope, somebody's scamming you. Stop, you know, report that stuff because trust me, I am not asking for anything. And if somebody does do that, please, like I said earlier, those that reached out to give me a heads up, thank you. I greatly appreciate it because I'm not always out there, you know, or would be aware, but for those that reached out and said something, I appreciate it.
And we do a pretty good job about getting back to as many people as we can when they're DMing us on rare occasions when, you know, there's just so many that we can't. Something like that would definitely be something that you would get a direct message back trying to keep people from being taken advantage of. And that's a real risk. You know, some of our guys and gals on the chat page, they're basically saying the same thing, that tens of thousands of dollars were sent to scams just like this. And we don't want anything remotely close to that to happen. We don't want to see anybody get bamboozled out of 10 cents.
And I am going to hit this real quick. So Drew, since you sent the message, hey, bud, just to let you know, Duco did pass on July 5th. So his cancer basically exploded and it was out of control. But again, still appreciate your support. And trust me, you didn't stir up a pot and don't need a little type back, but just to let you know, he passed on the 5th. So
titled this show, Faker's Gonna Fake, Fake, Fake. Kind of a little shout out to Taylor Swift. But we're back, man. We're back. We're starting to roll the shows out. We had the Zoom call for the Patreon page. Mm-hmm. Man, we can't talk enough about how great those guys are and what fun we have and sharing information. It's an exchange of information. There ain't no doubt about that.
Yep.
A lot of great, great people in that community. So check that out. But we're back. We're starting to roll out the guests. Things are getting, you know, to be a little normal. We got some training events coming up that we will start talking about that in the coming weeks. And we'll have some a lot of good content coming out of those as well. Super excited about that. Yeah.
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 Yeah. And it's just trying to, like you said, trying to ramp things up. We're a pretty catastrophic bump on the road.
Yeah.
But I will say this, you know, it's getting back on board, but it's also sharing Duco stories. So it's getting that memory alive whenever you get a chance to, you know, share that, put it out. Yeah. And support's been absolutely overwhelming. So, yeah.
Speaking of that, you know, we always talk about this. We always talk about those messages of, you know, always improving your position. Mm-hmm. Everything should be goal driven. At least once a day, you should do something that's working towards a goal of yours. Idea is to get multiple times of the day that you move towards a goal. Mm-hmm. But once a day, that's all it takes, you know, and you make yourself incrementally better. It's not easy. It's simple to do, but it's not easy. It's going to take a lot of work. It's just like exercise. It's not not easy to do, but it's a simple thing to drive to the gym, you know? But we're always talking about trying to be a good human, trying to be a good person. I'm not going to lie to myself and know that there's all kinds of improvement there. Everybody remembers someone was short with you or maybe not so nice. And you remember how impactful that was to you and how that made you feel as you're driving away from the drive-thru or you're driving away from whatever incident or you're walking away. The flip side of that is even more so, how impactful is being nice. So you had an incident that occurred today. It was something that was important enough that, you know, during our conversations we have, you wanted to mention it.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, me and the wife were out today and totally caught me off guard. You know, guy comes up and, you know, shakes my hand and is just like, hey man, sorry about Duco. And I'm just like, wow, you know? And it was just that mere act of kindness, compassion, whatever word you want to say, that just really touched the spot. Didn't want to hang out, didn't want to chat, just wanted to say, hey, sorry about Duco. Zipped off, you know, went about, you know, ended up shooting me a message later on, say, hey, love to chat some more. He's like, don't, just hang out with your family. And he's like, we'll circle back, you know, hit the new whiskey bar that's going in here at some point, whenever. And I was like, yeah, spot on. I think a lot of times we talk in the context, hey, this is us and this is what we're doing. Here's a total outsider, right? Neither me nor Mark, another human being coming out going, hey man, knew what happened, and just throwing that little bit of compassion out there. So like we talked about before, just being a good person and totally, like I said, didn't, you know, wasn't expected, didn't know what was going on. And of course my wife looks and she goes, you're all right. And I'm like, yeah, you know, cause I'll tell you guys straight up, it's been rough, man. Not like you sit there and go, yep, he's gone and off you go business, dude. No way, man. It's been a rough go. Just that much about him. And when I tell people he was very much part of me, they don't totally get it. But yeah, he was an extension of me. And just that mere act of kindness, you know, just being a good person. Boom. So,
but isn't that really how amazing that something that simple is? Someone just, hey, how are you doing? How are things going? You know, reaching out and just being nice.
This was pretty much the conversation. Hey man, sorry to hear about Duco, you know, and pretty much that was, you know, wasn't like, hey man, let's grab a selfie. Hey, let's go this. Right. Nope. Just a quick act of kindness, compassion. And then, you know, out you go. And it's kind of like, and I'm not going to compare the two, because trust me, they're apples and oranges, but it's no different. I like to, when I see, especially my World War II veterans that are wearing their World War II veteran hat.
Oh yeah.
Just like to say, thank you for your service. You know, that's just Rick's thing. And trust me, I'm not comparing the two acts of kindness, because to me, I think they're total apples and oranges, right? Because this guy went out of his way, being lineman. I don't know where he saw me come in or do whatever, straight to me just to say that, you know, that was absolutely huge. It just so much more solidified. Be a good person, man. Trust me, it will make a difference.
Yeah.
And just, you don't know what that simple act kind of still do to somebody.
Yeah. It's huge, man. Those veteran hats, you know, everybody sees them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're great. You know,
oh, yeah.
I like to support, you know, our friends and their businesses and stuff like that, mm-hmm. and their stuff, but people are there, they wear those hats and I just love to see them. I was at a sporting event for one of the kids. Saw a guy wearing a second ID patch on his hat. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing was, is I'm thinking, oh, look, there's an old guy wearing a hat, right? he got out after I did. So, but he was there sitting by himself watching his grandson. Mm-hmm. And went up and I said, hey, when were you over there? Second ID. And buddy, you should have seen his face light up.
Oh, yeah.
You should have seen his face light up.
Yeah.
Hey, how long you known that guy? I said, dude, I met him like 30 seconds ago.
Yep.
It's unbelievable.
That's the thing that people don't get, right? It's, you don't have to necessarily serve together with that person, but just the camaraderie of knowing, hey, a unit, organization, you know, time, space, whatever, makes all the difference.
Yeah.
And it goes back very much, you know, we talked about talking to guys. So here's the thing. how can I relate to guys that were in another service, especially overseas, right? Because it's the experience that's the same. We might have chewed the same dirt, depending, you know, which place we're at. But you understand the concept. And that's the thing that guys don't get. And then you start breaking it further down where you go, okay, from branch specific, now we whittle that down to, you know, it's like going, okay, yeah, hey, two Army guys chatting, cool, you know, whatever, second ID, and, you know, if you want to say 82nd, we'll stay on the 82nd theme, right? Then you get two 82nd guys together, and it gets a little tighter. Then you get two 3rd Brigade guys together, it's even tighter. Mm-hmm. And then you go, poof, I'm in 1st EO5, I'm in 1st EO5. And then you start battling about, you know, what company you're in, who's better, and blah, 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 blah. You know, so it's, that's the part that I don't know that people ever get unless, you know, you've actually served there. But it's some crazy magical elixir formula. But that's all it takes. Because once you open up, boom, hey, man, I was in. Yep. And then, you know, it'll even get a little better. Well, you 82nd guy run into 101st guy, and then you're going to start talking smack. Well, guys really aren't airborne, you know, you're air assault, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So it's just kind of that rivalry. But no, man, it's good. You know, I would just say anybody out there, and I've said this before, you know, you see one of those veterans, say something to them. The other thing I would tell people too is if you're out there, you know, and you see somebody exiting a vehicle, at least in North Carolina here, they have the Gold Star license plates. That means a family lost a loved one. You know what? I still, you know, not like I'm going up there to stalk them, but I'll just say, hey, I'm sorry for your loss and thank you for your service.
Yeah.
Because trust me, they have paid the ultimate price. That family has paid in blood for the very freedoms we enjoy. And you know what? Just, you know, if I can just say, hey, I'm sorry and thank you, that to me is just what I like to do, my personal, Rick's personal deal. So,
yeah. Now, you know, speaking of social media, it looks like we're getting in the world of TikTok. Yeah. It's another way to reach out there. I think it's going to be another way we can have some fun with it and get the message out to come check out the show and see what we're doing. And, you know, highlighting some of these great companies, and we've had some really great people, even on the last couple of weeks, since we just kind of started back up after the break with Duco passing, and they just been amazing people. And we want to keep this going, and we want people to enjoy it and enjoy and hear about these great stories. Michelle Ballinger was unbelievable. Andrew Weiss was unbelievable. You know, all the guys that we've had on that are friends of the show and that we support their companies, like Dutch and CJ, Tim Kennedy, and all those guys, you know, Pat Mack. It's great to have them come on the show and everybody get to enjoy them. And we love the, being the avenue for them to do that. So, it's been a lot of fun. So hopefully the TikTok will push that out a little bit further, get a little bit better reach. And, there's some really creative, smart people on there and doing a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah. And again, just trying to look at a different marketing, avenue just to spread the word out there. I will say this, thank you guys for all your support, because we have ratcheted up to the top 3% of all podcasts globally. Yeah. And again, we couldn't do that without you. So, appreciate it. If you guys are a new listener, viewer, you know, whatever platform you're on, give us that subscribe button, hit that rating and review. You know, I don't care if you're just giving us a thumbs up emoji. It's just something on there that helps that whatever backside algorithm so that more people kind of hit we're doing and just get the show out there. So
This podcast on the video side of the house, make sure you hit those subscribe buttons, hit those notification bells, go ahead and like the page. If you're on Facebook, come on and see the guests and interact with them. We got the chat board up. You know, we have some pretty famous people up here doing some really cool stuff. You can ask them questions, interact. You know, another couple of companies that we want to recognize, Alpha Elite Performance.
Yeah. So Travis down there, I mean, here's the thing. Anytime you can get a fellow Green Beret brother that's, you know, got a business going, and here's the thing with Travis and Alpha Elite, right? For those of us, especially in the firearm side, we're around heavy metals all the time. Either, you know, you figure picking that stuff up, you know, from police and brass, sucking that stuff in from shooting rounds, whatever the case may be. His heavy metal detox is absolute money. I don't know of anyone else in the market that has anything like that. So basically with that detox, he's got his magic formula there that helps suck up that heavy metal that's in your body. Obviously, once it's gotten to your bones, it's not sucking it out of there. But if you want to say for that initial exposure type deal, and I'll go to their website to get more educated on it, but it's basically getting that out of your body. So trust me, heavy metal poisoning is not a good thing. It's not a healthy thing. But Travis and the crew over at Alpha Elite will give you, you know, a remedy for that. Plus he's got a boatload of other different products in there. Get you some GVNT, which if you guys don't know, Green Beret nap time, little recovery, sleepy formula, absolute fantastic. But, you know, use code OTR15, save you 15%. Or as Mark says, a boatload of cash.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. And here's the thing too, right? So understand, I think it's important when you're highlighting these companies. So this is the point that Travis does. Every time a box goes out, he throws one of those little green army men in there. And most people are going to go, why? Because he gives you a note as well. He's like, hey man, remember those that are deployed. And it's one of those staple trademarks of his company. And God knows how many of those little gazillion army men, but I'm sure him launching out all those boxes, but that it's things like that, knowing, yep, you've got, you know, a Green Beret Special Forces owned company there. And then, oh, by the way, taking that extra step to put that little armament in there to go, hey, remember everyone deployed. Hats off to you, quality company. And again, use code OTR15, save you a boatload of cash.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Yeah, they support the Green Beret Foundation. Just love those guys. Yep. They got a lot of good stuff on social media. Another great company that we've partnered with is Combat Flip Flops. Mm-hmm. Griff and the folks over there doing some cool stuff, man.
Yeah.
I live in flip flops. They got slides now. They got some other products that are coming out. Go check them out at combatflipflops.com. Use the promo code OTR25, 25%.
Boom.
They put kids through school in impoverished nations, and they do a lot of other great stuff.
Clear landmines, do all kinds of stuff, man.
All kinds of great outreach. Just what a great company. And he also does a lot of outreach for veteran-owned companies, startups. Just a great guy and great team over there at Combat Flip Flops. Make sure you check them out. You know, we've had a lot of great companies doing a lot of cool things.
It's funny because Drew was asking if we're on Rumble, and I think – didn't somebody else tell us something about Rumble?
Yeah, buddy, I tell you what, this technology is flying by us.
Dude, pretty much, you know, IG, and then you're getting the Facebook side just from the IG residual. All these other ones, I don't know. You got the kind of YouTube stuff in there just because it's linked to StreamYard.
So. And you're not going to hear us say, oh, that's too much. That ain't going to happen. We'll put it out there.
Hey.
So we get as many people to consume this product as we can. We believe in it. We believe in all these companies. There's been some times we've had guests on here like, man, I'm not sure what this guy's going to be like. And they turn out to be fantastic, doing a lot of great stuff.
But dude, it's been a blast.
Oh, yeah. So great show. And I tell you what, we're probably going to do, I'll be on location somewhere. We're going to try to squeeze in a show while I'm out of the H-minus lounge and see how that works. And man, we'll keep pushing it out. And
just grab old Johnny Paratrooper with you and you're never out of the H-minus
lounge. Here it is over here, guys. I got Evel Knievel over here.
Yeah. Do you remember or how that stupid Gumby ended up, got hooked up with me, but I would sit there and tie Gumby off to my rucksack every time we were mass tacking.
Yeah. Do you still have that?
I wish I did, man. I don't know where he went. I think he probably bit it on the drop zone, or maybe he didn't get tied down. I don't think I ever lost mine. I don't know. I don't know what happened to it. Or maybe he might have got passed off. He could have very well, it could have been the passing of the Gumby off to somebody else.
Yeah.
Shortly before I was leaving or something. If I had my journal, which, oh, by the way, I will say I do.
Okay. So, yeah. We were talking about this last week.
Yep. I did. Yeah. I did start my journal. And I did it. You know what? Part of it was, with Duke passing, I'm like, nope. I said, you know what? We got to do something. So I am currently journaling now. And again, some days are more info than others. Some aren't. So.
Jeremy said he had a G.I. Joe that got zip tied off to the vehicles and gear. I had a Kermit the Frog because I was such an idiot, and I just liked it. I had a Kermit the Frog on it, and I bought the toothbrush. and it was like an infant or a child, toddler sized toothbrush. I would like have to clean each individual tooth because it was like tiny, tiny, you know, but I didn't want to spend another $3. So no, that's the one I hung on with. Yeah. Yeah. That thing went along. I remember that Gumby went a lot of different places.
Dude, that would have been, had to be for a while, man. Mm-hmm. Again,
it was there the whole time I was there.
Yeah. It was one of those, you know,
there's a lot of people who don't know who the hell Gumby is.
Yeah. Go hit your Google Masters or unless Mark might pull up a picture.
Yeah.
I don't know if he went to Desert Storm or not, man.
If it didn't, that's a shame that we didn't.
Yeah. And there's Pokey right next to him.
Look at old Gumby rocking the freaking hat.
And it was
a pretty good size one too. It wasn't a small one. It was a pretty good size one.
No, he was probably 6-8 inches. It was a pretty good size
Gumby.
Yeah, good enough where you could sit there and tie him off the bottom of your rucksack and put him in some stupid configuration. And again, just you look back in time and going, man, just to grab a picture of that stupid thing tied up on your rucksack, you know, or just the adventures of, or.
Yeah. But the journals, you know, maybe we'll start doing something, maybe an activity. The journaling is something that you and I have talked about multiple times. Mm-hmm. Pictures and, you know, I get it. Even though we were a couple of goofballs, we were pretty focused on what we were doing most of our careers, especially even back then, when we were deployed together. But thank goodness that, you know, social media and some of these other things allowed me to get in touch with other folks, because we've received a lot of pictures from those guys.
Yeah.
A lot of pictures. Oh, big shout out. I believe that Duke had his 50th birthday either yesterday or the day before. So that's a big one. Happy birthday. He's retired now. Congratulations. I hope you and your family enjoyed. Hope you enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Double D.
Happy birthday, pal.
But no, man, it's been good to get back on the wagon a little bit as far as the show goes.
No, but so, I'm with you, man.
Anyway.
Yeah, we got a big one in the works. I can't let the cat out of the bag yet because it hasn't been solidified. But there might be some high news rolling here shortly, but we'll wait on that one.
Yeah, man. Let's put the banner up here, put a little shout out for the patrons, man. They're just great guys. Well, everybody's welcome, guys, girls. You know, if you're looking for some mindset stuff, you're looking for some training stuff, some physical fitness. The thing that's cool about this is Jeremy W. He's a friend of the show. He's he's been out there, you know, politicking for the Patreon page because he really believes in them. John from across the pond was up very late on our last Zoom call. Same thing. He's spreading the good word about the things we talk about. Tough circumstances over there.
Yeah, and here's the thing. I'm going to do a big shout out to all my UK mates, man. Those guys. Here's the thing. They are solid, squared away people.
Yeah.
And, you know, it goes back. I can't say it enough, right? And I'll call it a tragedy because losing Duco was a tragedy. But then all of a sudden, you know, Explosive Design Apparel kind of comes out. They were in the process of putting out their Blackbeard and Friend I'll just call it a series for lack of better terms because, you know, they're going to put out hoodies and hats and shirts. But then to sit there and go, hey, man, you know, we want to put this in honor Duco. Absolutely floored. Didn't have to do that. Didn't have to do anything. Didn't have to, you know, do the charity portion behind that. But again, spending some time over there, that's kind of the way those guys roll. It was just one of those, you know, man, spot on and means more than what you know. And I mean, it's amazing that how many people have jumped on board with that. So, a special place, you know, for all the UK mates over there. They're just they're a solid crew.
Yeah. They've been very supportive of our IG page for the show, for both Kelly Defense and Warhawk Tactical. And man, always willing to help. They push out our stuff. Just great, great guys. Got some ideas coming up for the 100th episode of On the Range podcast. Mm-hmm. Can't believe it. And I know we've mentioned it before in the opening. We rolled it out. We're top 3% globally in popularity. It's amazing. And you guys are the one that did that for us. You guys are the ones. Yep. And so thankful and just so pleased that they allow us to come on here and do this and help so many companies and charities out. It's unbelievable. I'm overwhelmed by it.
No, yeah. And yeah. I think if we can if we get the magic elixir going, man, 100 is going to be it'll be big.
That's big. I will talk to you soon, and we will be back on the show and travel day tomorrow. But this episode on the audio side of the house will be released tomorrow. I'm sure I'll have plenty of time in route to take care of it. We'll get that out. But always great. Again, big thanks to the Patreon guys. And go check it out. If you're listening, go check out the Patreon. Patreon.com/OnTheRange Podcast. Don't forget to check out warhog.com and KellyDefense.com.
See you, bud.
All right, everybody. Frankenstein.